Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly sunny. We will have a high of about 27. Kenosha right now, 25 degrees. It's 26 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 25. Also 25 in Racine. Well, some extenuating circumstances from the windstorm of Wednesday. Power problems that lasted into Thursday, which forced the cancellation of classes for Racine Unified's Real School. Classes are back in session today at the school. Mitchell Middle School, of course, and Case High School, they had power problems from Wednesday that led to early dismissal, but those schools were back to normal as of yesterday. Kenosha County's Executive Committee has unanimously rejected a resolution from Supervisor David Hallman that requested a formal stand by the full governing body against violence and hate speech, especially anybody who's been targeted with either race, ethnicity, or religion. Hallman using personal experiences to emphasize his point while claiming, "I didn't think this was that big of a deal," and controversial.
"I was dealing with gender-neutral restrooms 10 years ago. You know, one of the first things I asked, actually, our personnel director when I got to this job. So, you know, I live in a very different universe than the rest of you. You know, I can't even go to WCA without having other county supervisors, even though we all have name tags with our counties on them, assuming I'm from Milwaukee."
Supervisor Terry Rose called the resolution unwise, divisive, and would not be well regarded in the community, especially the language expressing solidarity with Muslims while noting radical Islamic terrorist activities.
"I can hardly support a resolution like this talking on the merits. So I don't think that this ought to be stand before this county board and line us up with that kind of violence and hatred. That's the way I see this resolution presented to us."
Supervisor Dennis Elverman felt it was a poorly crafted resolution and not needed. Supervisor Boyd Frederick called it a solution in search of a problem and unnecessary. Supervisor Hallman long gone by the time the committee's vote to reject his resolution came about. A Racine man was in court yesterday to face two counts of sexual assault of a child under the age of 16. 28-year-old Dewan Thames originally accused last October, but according to online records, he failed to appear in court. He's accused of inappropriately touching the 13-year-old daughter of a woman that he was dating in June of last year. He's scheduled back into court next week for his preliminary hearing. A woman from Racine accused of being the driver of a vehicle that slammed into a power pole, killing a passenger, enters into a plea agreement with the Racine County DA's office. More on this from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
36-year-old Lakiera Silas has pleaded guilty to charges of homicide and causing injury, both by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. Two other felony charges were dismissed. The accident happened last June in the 1100 block of Marquette Street. According to police, witnesses said an SUV was traveling very fast before the driver lost control and hit the utility pole on the passenger side. 29-year-old Lakeisha Price died as a result of her injuries. Silas was also seriously injured. Sentencing is scheduled for May 11th. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute out with their annual health rankings for every county in the state. Racine shows up 62nd overall, Kenosha 64th, Milwaukee in 71st place. Topping the list, Ozaukee County, then it's Calumet, St. Croix, Pierce, and Pepin counties to round out the top five. The county health rankings looking at more than 30 factors, including poverty, education, transportation, housing, and jobs, for how long people live and how long how well they live. This year, it focuses special attention on trends in premature death rates. Well, it may be gaining some traction in other parts of the country, but the Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly is against a Democratic proposal that would allow assisted suicide here in Wisconsin.
"I pride myself on trying to listen and learn from people who are smarter than I am and who are more passionate about a topic, but I have to say I can't see myself changing my opinion on allowing people to kill themselves as opposed to look for ways to find a cure."
That is Robin Voss, who says he has some serious questions about the bill that would allow people in Wisconsin with terminal illnesses to end their lives with the help of a doctor. Voss believing the bill could cause patients to lose hope. And residents of Southeast Wisconsin will be joining others around the state a year from now to decide whether to eliminate the state treasurer's job. Assembly approval of a resolution this week means it is up to the people whether to get rid of the office. Measure will be on the ballot for the 2018 spring election. The Sturtevant Plan Commission has put off a vote on the Racine Unified School District's request for the permits needed to begin remodeling the Sturtevant Sportsplex to house the real school, instead deciding to wait until after a meeting for discussing outstanding issues and the district's response to the village's call for lost tax revenue reimbursement. Sturtevant, as a condition for permit approval, included requested annual payments of $35,000. But School Board President Mike Frontier, after a closed session this week, said the board felt the payment was just not appropriate. The permit for the school and related sports facility up before the Plan Commission last night. Village engineer Jeff Seitz moving to wait until both sides had a chance to meet on all of the outstanding issues.
I think it should be one package deal, but it's typically how we've done in the past. With these types of developments, it's the final plans, it's the terms and conditions, it's the whole business operations, it's everything that we tie up with one bill.
Village President Steve Jansen agreeing with the assessment. Let's hold a meeting later on. RUSD's Chief Operations Officer David Hazen said the district had hoped to have the needed permits in hand by April 1st to allow the real school to open on time in the fall. Specific numbers for Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee counties yet to come, but Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in January dipped to 3.9%, first time under 4% in 16 years from the 4.1% mark in December. Department of Workforce Development says the state added a seasonally adjusted total of 5,800 private sector jobs in January after reporting 17,200 private sector jobs last year. DWD also says over 200,000 private sector jobs have been added since December of 2010. Caledonia's Eastside Community Center along Douglas Avenue expected to be sold in the near future, as with the new Village Hall continuing to be constructed. Whether the woods behind it is included, that remains to be seen. And questions about where groups using that space, the Eastside Community Center, where they're going to go, well, looks like there are some answers. Village Administrator Tom Christensen telling trustees this week the seniors use Eastside the most for their card club. That could be accommodated with a building at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park, where the new building could handle most of the other uses.
We contacted Jim Svoboda from the Joint Park, and he has the meeting time and space available to accommodate the senior citizens card club. So that's a real simple fix. They can head over there. Something I hadn't considered, that's the handicap access. We can look at working on getting a ramp there if that's what's necessary to make that work. I think that's a legitimate concern.
Christensen noting the sale of the building has a number of steps to go with the overall process. Trustee Jim Doms and Ed Willing both talked about limited access use of the new Village Hall by different groups, given availability and other factors. By the way, Caledonia's Public Works Committee this week forwarded multiple offers of purchase to the Village Board for review and consideration by the Parks and Plan Commissions, referenced the Eastside Community Center. UW System President Ray Cross has announced the members of his new business council that'll include key industry officials from around the state, varied backgrounds, experience, business perspectives. One of them, Michael Bond, the supply diversity manager for Snap-on in Kenosha. This group is going to meet several times a year to discuss long-term strategic issues, also advising the UW system about ways the university can continue to meet business needs here in the state. He's the man who guided the transformation of Pleasant Prairie from an agriculturally oriented community to a center of retail, residential, and industrial activity. He's retiring soon. Village Administrator Mike Polakoff going to be stepping down after almost 32 years on the job. Pleasant Prairie Incorporated as a village, more than doubled its population. Managing the change, he says, not always that easy.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the people in Pleasant Prairie that live here because they, you know, they're innovative. They ask questions. They bring up good points, and I think it really, you know, makes it a challenge to manage in that environment and get things done. But things turn out better for all that. So it's really been enjoyable for this whole time because it has never been dull.
As for replacement, the search goes on. No hard deadline, though. Polakoff says no internal candidates have applied, though he did quickly add that several of his colleagues thought he could easily handle the job. His retirement target date is now the end of May. Polakoff is 63, says he has no specific plans in his retirement other than to do a little traveling, catch up on things he hasn't had time for. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.